Here's a thought I'm titling, The Density of the Detail. And I'm not absolutely certain I'm going to be successful with this Here's a Thought because it's a difficult concept to explain. I can feel it in my bones, but I'm not sure I can get it out in words. But what the heck, let's give it a try. We'll begin this little thought experiment by assuming that an image has a definable amount of detail. We'll just call that X, whatever it is. However much detail it is, I don't even know how you measure detail, but let's just say it has X amount of detail. What happens if you take that detail and make a smaller print? Well, the density of the detail, you would think, would be much greater than in a larger print, and in fact, it will be. But making a smaller print doesn't proportionally increase the amount of detail because what happens is it gets so small that you can't see it anymore. It gets smaller than the medium can reproduce. It gets smaller than your eyes can see. So X amount of detail in a smaller print probably is still going to be X amount of detail. Conversely, if you take a print that has X amount of detail and you increase the size of it, the greatest chances are that detail is going to remain the same, but now spread over a larger print. So it's going to look like it has less detail. The density of the detail, if you will be less because you've made a larger print. Now the question is, which of these three prints would be where you'd want to settle in and say, I'm going to make this size print? Do you make the big one with less density, the medium-sized one where all the density in the raw capture or in the film shows up in the print, but no more? Or do you make a smaller print, which sort of theoretically increases the density of the detail, but actually doesn't because some of it drops off as you make the smaller print? Which size print do you make? I know this was a big consideration in my film days, particularly because I shot medium format film, 2 1/4, 3 1/4 sheet film, that had a limited amount of detail in it compared to a 4x5 negative or an 8x10 negative, and so I had to think very, very carefully about the size of prints that I would make, not only to limit the amount of grain that showed up, but also the bigger you make the print, the more it tends to look a little fuzzy, slightly out of focus, etc. So I found there was a sweet spot. And I would constantly target for that sweet spot of the density of the detail. But truth be told, this business about the density of the detail can be both advantageous and disadvantageous, depending on the viewer's interpretation and, to some degree, what you want to get across. If you're interested in getting across sort of a softly focused, delicate image, maybe some mist and that kind of thing, fog, whatnot, maybe you don't want a density of detail, and so you might tend to want to make a larger print so as to eliminate some of the detail and make the print more atmospheric. On the other hand, if detail is of the essence of the image, maybe, I don't know, a landscape with lots and lots of leaves or little tiny pebbles or that kind of thing, you want to have maximum detail, so it's advantageous to make a much smaller print so that the density of the detail is at its maximum, and the viewer feels that. So they look at it, and there's a tactile nature of those high density of detail images. In essence, what I'm suggesting is that the size of print you choose to make may be influenced as much by the density of the detail as it is by the available wall space. I hear this a lot when I talk to photographers. They say, oh, I made a 36-inch print because that's the size that fit above the fireplace. But a 36-inch print with a relatively low density of detail, particularly if someone's going to view the print relatively close, could work against your aesthetic statement because we can see that the larger the print, the lower the density of the detail. And that's maybe a very important component of that image, and so it would sort of dictate that you make a smaller print to maximize the density of the detail. I probably shouldn't put too much emphasis on this because I'm not sure it makes a hard and fast rule, but it is something to think about, that as you make decisions about how big a print you want to make, maybe it's not the best idea to make that decision based on the paper you have or the frame that you have or the space on the wall you're trying to fill. Maybe the size of the print ought to be related to the density of the detail, and you can control that to either low density or high density by the size of print you make. Of course, showing work online introduces all kinds of variables that I don't want to get into here, including monitor resolution and viewing distance and etc. But it's a concept. This density of the detail is a concept that, if you've never thought of it before, might be worth spending a moment or two as you think about your prints and what size prints you make, not as a decision based on the medium, but rather a decision based on the aesthetic effect you want to create in the viewer's mind. So there, that's my thoughts about density detail. Did I make this clear, or have I just confused the issue? Oh, no.
Copyright 2026, Lenswork Publishing.